Your Locked On Sabres, your daily podcast on the Buffalo Sabres. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
My name is Joe DiBiase. This is going to feel more like a football-y podcast, even though this is Locked On Sabres.
And I'm Jordan Hanskin, and I'm rooting for lots and lots of field goals tonight.
Yes, Jordan's in two fantasy leagues that I'm in with him also. I think you're in maybe one or two others. But the two that we're both in, you've got the Chiefs kicker in one, and you've got the Texans kicker in the other.
Well, I think the other league doesn't have kicker.
No, right? You're right. The other league doesn't have
kicker. It's in my league that's been going on since the year 2000.
Yes, so when you were like a baby.
When I was six.
Yeah.
And I won.
It's the return of fantasy football, and we've got like a fantasy-ish question, not in the terms of fantasy sports, but the question itself is kind of a fantasy. We'll spend a lot of time in the first segment talking about that. Then I'm going to nominate number 15 on our Sabres 50 list. We are through 14. Jordan was up last, and he picked Phil Housley at 14, the Sabres' great head coach from a couple of years ago. Cracks the list at 14. We've got a fun question, though. It's the return of football on Thursday night. We're recording this a couple hours before the game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Houston Texans. They'll play in front of a limited capacity crowd of about 16,000. So if you're thinking about whether you'll be able to go to a Bills game this season at any point, if you're thinking about, this is a Sabres podcast, if you're thinking about if you'll have the opportunity to go to any Sabre games, probably next year, well, this, you know, start to watch out for how it goes with some of these teams and whether they have spikes in COVID cases in the area and with the fans that attend these games. Kansas City's one NFL team that'll have 16,000, so just something to watch. But it's kind of a NFL Sabres crossover question that we're going to spend the first segment on. What's funny is I kept Jordan in the dark on this one. I did not tell him what the question is because I want your instinct. I want your gut. I don't want you to have to think about it. Sometimes the gut is good, you know? Maybe that should be the title of this podcast. The gut is good. It's gut check time is what this question is. But again, it's a fun question. It's a fantasy question. It's not anything to be taken all that serious. But Jordan, my question to you that I will answer thereafter and then for something to think about for all fans, I'll answer it before you if you want to take a second to think about it. We've spent a lot of time this offseason talking about Jack Eichel trades, not that ones we want to do, more so poking fun at these other teams, these other cities for things that they're like, you know, Max Domi in a second for Jack Eichel. Could it get it done? There was that one in Chicago that was just absolute nonsense. It was like Ole Mata, and then the Sabres were retaining salary and like a first round pick for Jack Eichel. Like there was some insane trades, but in a fantasy world where, you know, you could trade Jack Eichel off of the Sabres in order to get any quarterback in the NFL the Buffalo Bills. This is that question. We've maybe even talked about it off air before. But how many quarterbacks in the NFL would you trade Jack Eichel for is the question.
Oh, man.
Keeping in mind, this is a crossover, Josh Allen is somewhat good. So it depends on how good you think Allen is
You want. You like to ask this question of me because you know that I'm very high on Josh Allen. So it kind of adds to the fun as how much, and I also am pretty high on Jack Eichel. You know, I enjoy watching him play, and it will take a lot for me to want to trade him to other cities. So does the team that I trade him to? Does it have to be a team that would have a hockey team?
No, it. I guess it doesn't have to. We could just pick.
Okay, so it's just,
you know, for sake of like, conversation, you could pick the closest team in geographical distance. If you're picking, you know, like the Packers, if you want to pick Aaron Rodgers, then who's the closest to Wisconsin? Minnesota, the Blackhawks? Yeah, Minnesota, sure. Like, I guess you could do that.
Okay. Strictly from the Bills' perspective, I would trade him for Mahomes.
I agree with that. We're on the same page so far.
Probably.
How about tonight's other quarterback? Would you trade him for Deshaun Jackson or for Deshaun Watson?
It might just be Mahomes, honestly.
Really?
I like the I think you could win a Super Bowl with Josh Allen. I believe that. And also, like, remember, you're trading away Jack Eichel. So you're literally sacrificing the Sabres' success. You're, like, cutting off Sabres' success. You're sending them back. You're literally shutting that faucet off.
Yeah, you're sending them back into the teardown phase.
Which is pretty harsh to get, like, I get, like, Lamar Jackson's, like, a lot better than Allen is right now. Like, if you're going from, you know, average quarterbacking to MVP caliber. I do get that. But, yeah. I mean, Allen, I would – Bills fans out there or Sabres fans out there that like to make bets on football, sprinkle in a little Josh Allen MVP. I'm saying it right now. Like, I know it's probably crazy, but, like, that's pretty good odds, and the Bills are going to be one of those teams, I think, this year that's, you know, better than people foresee. So, you know, throw a little bet on that. I don't think that's that crazy.
One is a good answer, and for a lot of people, I think it's not for me. I think there are more quarterbacks that are just exponentially better than what Allen is at this point. And I don't know, like, there is still that unknown with Josh Allen, which is why I would not have many more on my list, but I do understand that part of it. Without Eichel, Sabres are nothing right now, especially down the middle. Like, with Eichel, they're kind of a joke. They're abysmal at center. And you take him off that roster, we're back to, I mean, look how hard it's been to find a number two center to replace Ryan O'Reilly. You think you're going to have a good time, or you think it's going to be easy finding a guy to replace Eichel? You got to throw away seasons to do that a lot of times. You got to tank. You've got to be at the top of the draft. And I don't want to go back into that. So for the suffering that would cause, I need assured, bona fide elite quarterback. That's it. Like, there has to be no doubt that quarterback is elite.
How many of those are there now? I mean, there's a lot of aging guys. Like, you wouldn't trade Jack Eichel for Drew Brees.
No.
Regardless of how good he is. Like, nope. You wouldn't trade Jack Eichel for Brady or even Aaron Rodgers. I probably wouldn't trade him for Aaron Rodgers.
You know, no, you're right.
He's getting it's up there in age. You get, like, 3 years of Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. It's got to be the combination of elite talent and young.
There's only, like, three or four of those.
For me, there's five. And I'll list them.
Let me try to guess.
I'll let you guess them. Go ahead.
Okay, so Mahomes, Watson, Jackson.
Yep.
Stop me if I
Nope, you're all good right now.
Kyler Murray?
No.
Okay, so somebody that's more proven, right? More years.
Yes. You've said Mahomes, Wilson, Watson?
Oh, so I didn't say Wilson. Wilson.
Wilson. You said Wilson.
He's
okay,
30,
so
isn't he? He's getting up.
He's there. 30, but I don't know. I feel like he's got a decade. He's got a decade left. 22-year-old
trading a 22-year-old center
for a 30-year-old quarterback. NHL.
Mark Scheifele said he's the best player in the NHL. Like, you're trading a lot for.
I know.
I mean, it's like you're saying that you don't think Allen has the potential to ever become any of those players.
No, I don't. I think he can be, you know, like, on the same level as Carson Wentz and Matt Ryan and what Cam Newton used to be and is when healthy. But that extra level, that extra layer on top, which I think is what those guys I just named are. No, I don't think he has that potential. I just don't think he's accurate enough to ever get there. The fifth for me, and you might want to fight me on this. And real quick, I will say on Wilson and the age part of it, I understand he's 30. So what is that? I mean, that could mean 7-8 years. It could. But you stick Russell Wilson on this team right now. And again, I wouldn't just do this for anybody. There's got to be some length of time after this season to make it worth it. But you stick Russell Wilson on the Bills today, and they are the Super Bowl favorite. I truly believe that. They have such a complete roster. Like, the Chiefs have an elite quarterback. They may be the best quarterback in the league. I think he's the best quarterback in the league. But is the defense that great? Like, it's okay. Is the offensive line, like, great? It's pretty good. Is the running game good? Like, we don't really know yet. The Bills just have all of those checks. And if you threw in the elite quarterback, there's no weakness on the Bills if they have an elite quarterback.
So, I would say their offensive line, not to make this too football heavy of a podcast, the Bills' offensive line is pretty average. It's not
average to a little bit above average, probably.
Yeah.
Like they would
there's
probably
not, there's nothing really to write home about. Like there's
sure. That's fair.
Do they have any Pro Bowlers on the line? I don't Mitch Morse maybe. Like
Mitch Morse has made a Pro Bowl, but he didn't last year.
Right. Like it's not an elite line by any means. That's probably their biggest weakness, but that says a lot, right? Their biggest weakness is average.
Yeah.
Like they have a pretty good roster for sure.
My fifth, and this is one I struggled with, but my fifth, I would trade Jack Eichel for Dak Prescott. I would do it. I have really fallen for Dak Prescott as a player. I think last year he came a long way as the type of quarterback that can carry you in games. Personally, I don't really like the Cowboys roster. I've never liked Amari Cooper as a player. He's good, but he's not an elite wide receiver like he kind of has the reputation of. I mean, his tight end was Jason Witten, who could hardly run anymore. He's basically been in a run-heavy offense his entire career, but he's managed to have the numbers. He's managed to win games. He's got the athleticism. He's young enough. And last year, we finally saw when they decided that, all right, we're going to air it out a little bit. His attempts went way up, like 100, more than 100 more attempts from 2017 to last year that Prescott saw. And he answered the call. I mean, he put up almost 5,000 yards. He threw 30 touchdowns. His team went 8-8 in large part to me because their owner is still running the team and makes some weird personnel decisions, and their defense is all that good. So I guess, it depends on what you think of Dak Prescott. It depends on what you think of Josh Allen. But I would trade Jack Eichel for Dak Prescott.
Okay. I would not. I get the other four for sure. Like, you're trading for elite quarterbacking, and you know, you're definitely right. All four of those other guys, the Bills would go from, you know, where they are now, which is like, I think they're like sixth in like power rankings and stuff like that, to probably Super Bowl favorite or pretty darn close. Yeah. With any of those four guys. Would, if you flipped it the other way, what type of hockey player could you get for Josh Allen?
I would trade Josh Allen for Ryan Nugent Hopkins.
Holy cow, that is disrespectful.
It's a good center in the NHL for a
you
good
would trade
quarterback.
Jack Eichel for Dak Prescott, and you would trade Josh Allen for Ryan Nugent Hopkins.
Yeah,
I want that on a poll. I want we're locked on poll.
Well, I wouldn't
what
do
trade
the two
is more fair.
Okay, I'll put that on the poll. What is
which
more
trade
fair?
Is better for the Buffalo people? Josh Allen for Ryan Nugent Hopkins or Jack Eichel for Dak Prescott? I think I win this one.
Yeah, I think you probably do win this one. Wait. What do you want the poll to be? What between?
I don't know. They're both.
I'll put it together.
Yeah. They're both awful. They're bottle.
They're not
drinks.
Awesome. They're bottle.
They're both bottle drinks.
All right. What's wrong with the Allen one? Allen's a good quarterback. Nugent Hopkins is a good center. What's the problem?
You're trading our like key prospect. I want something better than Ryan Nugent Hopkins.
I don't think he's their key prospect. I think they have like a dozen players that are better at their what they do than Josh Allen.
What is it? Year three?
It is
prove it year time. You know, Josh Allen's kind of a little bit of enigma right now, right? Like now he has like the receiving core. It's like, no excuses anymore, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Should make for a fun season. I like this game. I mean, it's definitely an interesting thought process. But yeah, so I guess what we learned is like Jack Eichel's pretty awesome, and there's a short list of guys that you would trade him for.
I was
a little bit too tough with one. Probably more like two or three. Like Jackson, yeah. I think that talent you'd probably want for sure. Lamar Jackson, and then probably Watson would be where I draw the line.
Mm-hmm. I think I probably have the longest list out of anybody, and it's five. So that's right. That should tell you how good Jack Eichel is. If the person with the longest list only has five names on it, I think, you know, he's a pretty elite centerman.
And I had to like fight myself to get to Jackson and Watson.
Yeah,
that says all you need to know about Jack Eichel.
Right. All right, when we come back, number 15 on our Sabres 50 list. Who's the 15th greatest individual in Sabres history? I'll give you that name when we come back here on the Locked On Sabres podcast. But first, a quick word for rockauto.com, a family business serving auto part customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They got everything from engine control modules, brake parts, to tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique, remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your car and choose the brand specifications and prices that you prefer. Go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Do You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Joe DiBiase and Jordan Hanskin back here on the Locked On Sabres podcast, number 15 on our Sabres 50 list. We're going through the greatest individuals in franchise history ahead of their upcoming 50th anniversary and 50th season. Number one on our list was Dominic Hasek. Number two, Gilbert Perreault. Number three, Lindy Ruff. Number four, Rick Jeanneret. Number five, the Knoxes. Number six, Rob Ray. Number seven, Rick Martin. Number eight, Ryan Miller. Number nine, Danny Gare. Number 10, Rene Robert. Number 11, Pat LaFontaine. Number 12, Dave Andrechuk. Number 13, Alexander Mogilny. Number 14 on our list was Phil Housley, the best defenseman in team history probably at this point, and he was the only defenseman on our list, unless you count Lindy Ruff, who's more like a third of a defenseman, if that. My number 15 player is going to be Jason Pominville. Loved Jason Pominville as a player, but interestingly, he was never my favorite player. Like, I always liked him. I loved him as a player. But, I mean, maybe this was just a part of those teams. There were so many lovable players that everybody had their favorite. And Pominville was maybe one of the most popular guys for that. Mine was a Finneganoff growing up. Like, he was my favorite player on those mid to late 2000s teams. But Pominville was consistently good. He was maybe more valuable than a lot of those guys. Like, he was certainly, I would admit, first off, he's a better player than Finneganoff. He's just more of a complete player, more consistent numbers. Even Thomas Vanek. Vanek put up more offensive production, but it wasn't by much. And Pominville gave you that two-way game as one of the best defensive wingers that the NHL has really seen for the last 15 years. Like, I don't even think that's overestimating it. Like, he was one of the best two-way wingers in the NHL for the last 15 years. And he's got that second stint. And, you know, a lot of players come back and it's a second stint. It's like kind of a novelty. Like Mike Greer was different because Mike Greer had a pretty good playoff series in 2010. But a lot of guys come back and it's like, oh, cool, he's on the team again. But they're not really all that good. Pominville came back and went up on the top line with Jack Eichel. And suddenly, like, oh, the J. Crew line. Here we go. Like, Pominville's back as a top line player and playing, like, decently well. Like, how much more could you ask for? Like, getting, you know, a solid secondary scorer for him as a throw-in, as a trade. And I give him credit for what that second stint was. But, of course, he's on this list at number 15, in part because he was, like, you know, leader, captain. I didn't even mention he was the captain, but he was always a leader. He was a valuable player, and he's one of the most beloved players in the last 20 years, I think, for Buffalo. And you've got his jersey, so I know you're a big fan.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that Briere-Hash-Pominville line is one of my probably my favorite line in Sabres history. I don't think there's any doubt. Like, all three of those players, like, I could have gotten a jersey for any of them. Like, I just loved the heck out of all three of those guys. But yeah, Pominville, like, to add on to what you said, like, everything you said, I agree with. But big moment player too. Like, I mean, I one of the most iconic moments in Sabres history is a Jason Pominville moment. You know, he's flying past Alfredson, driving the net on Ray Emery and scoring, you know, like, it's one of the most awesome memories I'll have as a Sabres fan ever. Like, it's a goal that I'll show my kids one day, you know, on YouTube. Like, he's just an awesome player, awesome guy too. Like, everything I've heard of and seen from Jason Pominville just seems like he's, like, just a real down to earth, good guy. And, like, that, you know, that matters. I think that matters more than people think.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you think it's too early for him at 15?
I was surprised by the name. You know, you could have went with, like, Craig Ramsey, or, you know, even Vanek could have made a case
But listen,
but I think Pondville has the leadership thing. He's got the captain badge. I think that matters a lot too, you know.
Yeah.
Lindy Ruff trusted him to be a captain.
And I think that those foundational Sabre fans that might be out there listening that watched that's the 75 team and watched the team through the 80s and remembers like how many points Mike Foligno used to put up and how good Craig Ramsey and Mike Ramsey
people
were.
Wanted Bill Height. I saw there is some people clamoring for Bill Height.
Like, I respect all those names, but come on, we're young guys. You got to anticipate that this list is going to have some youthful flair to it.
I think the moment that people should have recognized that was when I put Miller top 10.
At 8. Oh, three spots ahead of Pat LaFontaine.
Winningest someone goalie, out there, baby. The winningest matters.
Someone out there was really mad about that. I'm sure of it. someone was. All right. Thanks everybody for listening to today's episode. Enjoy football. We will, you know, if you got any, send us your list. How many quarterbacks would you trade Jack Eichel for? Tell us who at Locked On Sabres, at JR Hanskin, and at Sneaky Joe WGR on Twitter. Thanks everybody for listening. This has been the Locked On Sabres podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.